Jared Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. 65 years of helping people enjoy the outdoors. Check out a Jack's store near you. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Dan Brock. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Great to be with you, Terry.
Good to have you on again. You have an event going on that you did last year that was very successful. Now, we're going to talk about the status of Blue Mesa Reservoir quite a bit. We're also going to talk about a new management philosophy that's really, I've seen, used in a couple different situations. You know, people think you guys stock some fish occasionally and set limits, and then you just drive away and hope somebody catches one. And, of course, when I don't catch one, I blame you guys for not managing the lakes properly. It could never be my lack of angling skill. But in all seriousness, you guys are charged with managing our bodies of water, you as an aquatic biologist, to get the best use of the resource and the best conservation efforts with those waters. And they're complex bodies of water that management. And Blue Mesa, there's been an ongoing management issue over the last two decades or more about lake trout versus kokanee. And it's kind of, they're so intertwined, because without a good kokanee population, you can't grow giant lake trout. But if you get too many lake trout in the lake, they eat the kokanee. So you've come up with an event to try to balance that out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have seen expanded lake trout, natural reproduction. So we saw the lake trout population grow in the mid-90s. And so we did encourage angler harvest back then, but saw that population continue to grow. So starting in 2009, we did go out in the fall and net smaller lake trout and try to get that population where we wanted it to be. That effort, though, you know, occasionally we'd catch larger fish, and most of the time Averill released those well, but we really wanted to include anglers in the solution a little bit better and shift from that work to having help from anglers to keep the lake trout population where we want it to be. So we started in 2020 a lake trout tournament to increase angler harvest of small lake trout, with really the goal to maintain both kokanee numbers where we want them to be and trophy potential for lake trout.
No, you're absolutely right. And this is such a great, I know they're doing this with some other fish and other lakes at different times of the year too. And this is such a great use of the angler, because not only do you get them involved, hunting and fishing has always been a management tool, but you get them involved in a way that they can make it fun and catch more fish. And you use that resource and let people have fun doing it. I'm just really all for this. So, tell us how this tournament works. How can somebody win some money, and what are the dates?
So the tournament starts February 1st, runs through July. And to participate, fishermen can catch and keep small lake trout. They do need to be lake trout smaller than 24 inches. And they can fillet the fish or process the fish and just keep the heads. And we will have freezers at three locations: at Blue Mesa, at Lake Fork Marina, Elk Creek Marina, and at the Isola Marina, or Isola Boat Ramp, that anglers can drop those heads off at to enter the tournament. We'll also have freezers set up at our Gunnison and Montrose Colorado Parks and Wildlife offices. So anglers can turn in their fish heads, and we have tagged 21 lake trout, and so we will be scanning those for those fish, and if an angler turns in a tagged fish, they'll receive $250. Also, for every head that's turned in, anglers will have a chance at a $200 prize, and we'll be giving 20 of those out with one entry for every head that's turned in. And then we have prizes for the top three most caught categories to reward the anglers that are out there and really helping us to be effective through this program by harvesting bigger numbers of fish.
Now, is there a place on the website people can go to get specifics of where to take the fish and the regulations and the prizes?
We do have that information on our website, on our Colorado Parks and Wildlife website, so it can be found there. And we are also advertising in local papers, and can always call our Gunnison or Montrose offices for more information as well.
And, you know, and I know there's no limit on the smaller lake trout. And in fact, I think you told me there's no limit under 32 inches. But, you know, once a fish gets bigger than 24, 25 inches, they're starting to approach where they could grow into that trophy range. It takes a lot of time. And, you know, keeping those 14 to 20, up to 24 inches you guys are paying for, that's the best eating of the lake trout, isn't it? That's the best table fare.
Yeah, I think the folks that are eating them do feel like those are less fatty and are really good to eat. And also, those are really the fish that are the most numerous, as well as the ones that eat the most kokanee. So if we can reduce their numbers, we're really effective in improving kokanee survival and keeping that overall lake trout population where we want it to be, and to support that trophy lake trout fishery as well.
And speaking of trophy lake trout, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't the largest lake trout, the Kamata Blue Mesa, around 50 pounds?
Just over 15 pounds. 50 pounds, 5.6 ounces.
Wow. And so there's some tremendous trophy fish there. And folks, this is lake trout, and there's a number of lakes that provide this, but if you want to do this and get some money, catching a few lake trout for table fare, there's nothing wrong with harvesting. In fact, you want them to harvest all the small ones they catch, right?
We do, and really the fish that we're targeting and what we're seeing, most anglers are turning in fish that are 16 to 18 inches up to about 20 inches, and that's where the greatest number of lake trout, they're in those size ranges, and anglers are real effective at catching those small lake trout. Those are the fish that we'd like to target.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, targeting those small fish, like, it's really effective at reducing the overall level of predation, but natural reproduction at Blue Mesa is significant. And so there's a lot of potential to harvest small lake trout and not really impact the overall lake trout fishery. So we're not real concerned about over harvesting those small fish.
And you know, one of the reasons is to balance this with the kokanee. Now, we know there's been other issues with the kokanee too, like gill lice and things like that. What is the status of the kokanee at Blue Mesa right now? I mean, you've successfully reduced some of the lake trout population, but what's going on with the kokanee?
Well, in 2020, we did see a decline in adult kokanee, and we did expect that to a certain degree because 2018 was a significant drought year where Blue Mesa was drawn down really to historic low levels. And quite often we do see lower numbers of adult kokanee 2 years later. So we did expect to see a decline, but our intake in 2020 was the lowest we'd seen since 82. So there are reasons to be optimistic, though, for the future. We did see a lot of sub-adult kokanee last year, so we expect to see some improvement in 2021.
And hopefully we'll get some water going to this year. That always helps, as you said. Have the gill lice seemed to have had an impact, or has it been the lake trout more, or has it been a combination?
We are concerned about gill lice in our kokanee at Blue Mesa, and we've seen gill lice numbers per mature kokanee in particular continue to rise through last year. And we're taking a close look at gill lice on kokanee and the impact at Blue Mesa, as we've seen population level impacts at other waters in Colorado, such as 11 Mile in the late 2000s. So we are concerned. We are taking a close look. We have seen some positive news. It looks like with sub-adult kokanee, the gill lice numbers didn't increase from 2019 to 2020. And we do see a fair number of adult kokanee that still have pretty low numbers of gill lice. So there may be some potential to try to even raise. We are establishing a kokanee broodstock, and we may use those fish with low numbers of gill lice to try to establish more of those fish in the reservoir if there is some resistance to gill lice in kokanee.
And gill lice by itself is very seldom what causes the fatality. Isn't that right? It stresses them, and then they succumb to other things. Is that usually what happens?
Right. Yeah. Normally, gill lice don't kill kokanee outright. It's usually that gill lice affects the fish's ability to respirate and to use oxygen in the water, as a lot of the gill lice will attach to the gills. So it really makes it more difficult for them to to utilize oxygen in the water, and it's usually that combined with other factors such as low oxygen levels or warm water within the reservoir that could cause kokanee to die.
And, well, right now, we've got to wrap this up, but would you say there's still a very substantial population of kokanee in the reservoir and people should be encouraged about going out to fish for them?
Absolutely, and as I mentioned, we do expect to see some improvement in 2021 and hope to continue working to improve overall numbers here over the next few years.
And what will help is for people to go out and catch those small lake trout February 1st through July, make some money, have some fun. And you say there's information on Parks and Wildlife's website on that.
You bet. Yep.
All right. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Terry.
You bet. That's Dan Brock with great information, great opportunity. Go up and catch a bunch of those 15 to 18-inch lake trout at Blue Mesa. Incredible table fare, great action, whether you catch them through the ice or open water. You'll have a great time, and it'll be a lot of fun. Speaking of lots of action, having a great time, we're going to take a quick time out, and then Austin Parr is going to join us, and we're going to give you a lot of tips on where you can get out fishing both in ice and open water. Right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.